It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West and Nick Cannon have come to a mutual understanding after going at each other on social media over Kim Kardashian West. Allegedly, they squashed their beef over the weekend after Nick responded to Kanye on Instagram, basically telling him to not try and censor what he can or can't say in interviews. Apparently, they swapped numbers and hashed things out. They addressed why each of them felt disrespected, and they both agreed to be mindful of one another going forward and to continue their friendship. Sources say that Nick and Kanye even talked about Kanye coming back onto Wild and Out. Pete Davidson opened up about his relationship with Ariana Grande during an interview with Howard Stern. Davidson said his relationship with the singer was all about timing. He had just broken up with Cassie David around the same time that Grande had broken up with rapper Mac Miller. He said him and Ariana are meant to be.
No, I just think like some people are meant to be together and some people aren't. Even if they are good people or not, some people just aren't good in relationships together.
And I'll tell you the truth.
And I just think we're supposed to be together.
A TV show based on the life of Dr. Dre was reportedly pulled by Apple boss Tim Cook after he grew concerned over its heavy focus on violent sex and drug use. Vital Signs was deemed inappropriate for Apple's audience because it featured characters doing lines of coke, an extended orgy in a mansion, and drawn guns. Yikes. It's unknown if the show will be picked up by another channel. By the way, Apple also reportedly refused to back a hashtag MeToo-inspired show that was set at a U.S. university. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to be like a family-friendly platform or something. I don't know. And this cracked me up. A local indie story, actually. So a man in Greenwood was arrested after reaching for his handgun to end a dispute with his friend of 50 years over a Bruno Mars song. The man was with a group of his friends when an argument broke out over a song and its artist. The friend said the song that they were debating was sung by Bruno Mars, but this Greenwood guy said, "No, it isn't." So this guy was showed proof that it was, in fact, a Bruno Mars song, and the argument grew so bad that the guy pulled a gun on his friend. The friend ended up calling the man a chicken blank, and that's when the man hit his friend in the face and arm with the gun. The gun ended up going off twice, but no one was shot, thank goodness. No one called the cops till a few hours later, and that's when cops arrived to the guy's Greenwood house, and he admitted to hitting his friend in the face with his .38 revolver. He was arrested for battery and criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon. The police report does not say what Bruno Mars song the men were arguing about. Now, see, I need to know this.
This is very important for the entire news story.
Very important. I wonder if he was thinking it was Michael Jackson instead of Bruno Mars, because I think a lot of Bruno Mars songs sound like they could have been sung by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree.